What kind of work do you do? She asked, turning in her leather seat and lifting her right ankle up under the left thigh. That way, she could look at me while watching both ends of the nearly empty car. There's a guy named Eddie and a woman named Camille, I said. My new neighbor leaned back against the window and smiled. She didn't mind hearing a roundabout answer. Eddie is, or at least he was, a what you call undocumented laborer from central Mexico. A farmer that could read and write. Camille is an investment banker. More Madison Avenue than Wall Street. What's the difference? My temporary companion asked. What's your name? I replied. That turn got her to grin. She looked both ways down the aisle like a cautious pedestrian and said, Morella. Morella Herzog. Interesting name, I mused. Where's it from? I think the origin for Herzog is German. Her smile was as opaque as the answer. Morella is Italian. Wall Streeters are solitary sharks, Morella, I said, relishing the name. Madison Avenue is populated by social animals, mostly wolves. What about Eddie and Camille? She asked. At the same time and in very different spheres, Camille and Eddie got tired of their roles in life. She began doing charity work, not giving money, but rolling up her sleeves and going down to shelters. She also represented dozens of undocumented laborers in court, gratis. Around then, Eddie was honing his English, becoming a florist assistant, and studying for his citizenship exam. Don't tell me, Morella said. He was arrested by the INS, and she got his case. Before I could answer, Morella looked up suddenly, seeing something at the front of the car. I turned my gaze and saw a tall, olive-skinned man with a scar along the right side of his nose, like an editor's diacritical marking. He was wearing a long-sleeved black shirt and gray slacks. Slender and likely strong, he reminded me of an unsheathed hunting knife, both haft and blade. I say tall because he was a shade or two over 6 feet, but really most American men are tall compared to me. I'm half an inch under 5.5 feet. What I lack in height, I like to think I make up for in muscle. I weigh 183 most mornings, and not too much of that is fat. The taller man's body didn't slow down as he passed our aisle, but his eyes did. Those dark slits took her in, glanced at, and then dismissed me. He didn't look crazy, and so I remained calm. When he passed through the back door of the car, I said, No. Eddie brought a woman from his Bronx apartment building to Camille's after-hours downtown office on Bowery. The woman calling herself Morella Herzog took in a deep breath through her nostrils and looked back at me with what I can only call a bit of pride. And he spoke such perfect English that she fell in love with him, she said. Something like that. Eddie knew a world that offered her something, and she was like the Statue of Liberty as far as he was concerned. They shared intelligence. He passed his citizenship test, and she stopped worrying about where banking could take her. It was like a multicultural fairy tale until about a month ago. So, you're a marriage counselor? Morella guessed. One morning, Camille woke up in her Park Avenue South condo and found Eddie gone. He'd taken with him his 4 pairs of cotton pants, 6 shirts, shoes, and toothbrush. You're a PI,